This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Almost a year ago, Chile officials officially trimmed down the work week. The standard had been the 45-hour work week, longer than in most industrialized countries. The new rule gives businesses until 2028 to get employees down to 40 hours in the name of improved work-life balance. 1 hour less per week per year is the schedule. The BBC's Jane Chambers filed this for us.
Pastelería Biela is a cafe and cake shop in a leafy suburb called La Reina in Chile's capital, Santiago. It's owned by Jorge Parodi and his wife. He's worried about reducing the hours of the 12 staff in their two cafes.
Probably you're going to have less hours to sell your products. We're going to have to hire part-time jobs. We're going to have to reduce our working hours. And actually, it's going to impact in our cost.
And are you going to have to put up the prices of the things you sell?
Well, the last year with inflation, you can't just put prices higher because there's no money and people are not going to buy your products because they're too expensive. It's not that easy.
He says the law should be focused on big businesses, not on the small ones, which he says make up around 70% of the job market. But there are experts on hand to help. I'm off to meet Chilean Andrea Mullenhauer, a senior sales manager from an American company called ADP, which specializes in HR services for businesses around the world. She's currently working with companies in Chile to help them make the changes. A big issue is the huge amount of admin in changing contracts and getting employees to clock in and out of work.
We had an article in our contract, which is Article 22, which is very famous in Chile, which says that you don't mark in and out. You have free, like, timetable in your job. And that's a big change because it's something cultural.
She says businesses also need to decide how to pay staff extra money for working more than 40 hours a week.
Probably they will have to stay working because they have to end some paperwork or job they didn't finish. So then you're going to have to come up with some process or control.
Some businesses in Chile are ahead of the curve and they've already started working 40 hours a week. One of those is in the bustling centre of Santiago. I'm in a shop called Vulco, which sells all the metal things you need to make belts, footwear, textiles and leather goods. Upstairs, I find Cindy Nunez, who's worked with the company for 6 years. She's a big fan of the new working hours.
When we were working 45 hours a week, the days seemed much longer. Now I enjoy my days much more because I get home earlier and I have more time to spend with my 5-year-old daughter. We play together, so our relationship is much closer now.
And what about the money? Do you get paid less now you're working 40 hours instead of 45?
No, I get paid the same as when I was working 45 hours a week.
I'm taken past some noisy building works to the main office to meet one of the owners, Rodrigo Abada. He and his brother inherited the business from their father, and it's been running for around 40 years. He says introducing a 40-hour week has been easier than he expected.
Once we had explained the new working hours to our clients, they all got used to it, and it hasn't really affected our profits.
Whether they like it or not, every business in Chile will have to reduce its working week from 45 hours to 40 hours by 2028. I'm the BBC's Jane Chambers for Marketplace.